Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is Joy Weekend Breakfast on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Australia, and g'day around the world, wherever you're tuning in from. It's Paul and Ando's Weekend Breakfast on your Saturday morning.
You're joining us live from Australia. We are on a three-continent hike this morning.
We are.
And I am so excited to say we're going to wing our way now all the way to Denmark to say a good morning and welcome back to Joy Weekend Breakfast to the most wonderful pop entertainer I've come across from the entire area of Denmark. It's Asbjørn. Good morning, Asbjørn.
Good morning, folks.
Well, good evening, actually. What time is it over there?
Well, it's 1:08 in the night.
That's crazy. I mean, you've been working tonight, Asbjørn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working all the time, kind of. This night, it was, you know, a concert, so it doesn't really feel like work. At least it didn't tonight.
So were you doing a school concert again today?
Not today. Today was
like a real concert.
Regular concert. A real concert. No, I mean, guys, those school shows, they are for real. I promise you.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. For those listening who haven't met Asbjørn before, Asbjørn is a pop sensation from Denmark, has got 4 studio albums, has been on Joy Weekend Brekkie a couple times because you've got some amazing, amazing tracks. Asbjørn, can I just take you back a little bit? Because one of the first times we spoke to you was Be Human, and one of the things that really struck me from way back then was how you really wanted to try and connect with younger audiences, and one of the things you started to do was start touring in schools. So just tell us, how did that come about, and how many of those have you done now?
Well, I mean, Biology was a pretty difficult album to release. It didn't really, receive the kind of response that I'd experienced earlier in my career. And I was kind of in a weird spot and finding myself, like, you know, having these unhealthy criteria of success in my head, basically. And then I had to figure out a way to make sense of things. And one of the initiatives I did was to, you know, actually try and make a very direct difference and, you know, confront my own childhood trauma as a queer kid in a small town and start touring schools all over Denmark for now. And by now I've played, I guess, 200 shows or so.
Wow, which is phenomenal.
And
because one of the things I think, for particularly us being a queer radio station here in Australia, is you really need to give people the opportunity to discuss sexuality and have a safe space for them to really understand their own identities. And I think that's such an important thing to do for young people.
And it's the most, I mean, let's be honest, it sucks to be a teenager. Like,
yeah, right.
It's a
let alone being
time.
Queer or trans or gender diverse. It's, you know, puberty's exactly. Pretty rough and 15, 16. Yeah, it's tough.
Now, there's a couple of things that I follow you on social media, so I've been watching what's been happening over the last couple of years. There are 2 things I want to talk about from your school tours. The first one is you encountered some bullies last year. So to just tell us what happened there, because I think that story will resonate with so many young people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm pretty used to, you know, at these school tours, particularly in the beginning of when I started doing it, the kids didn't really know who I was. And then I've gained kind of a higher status somehow in Denmark. So some of them know who I am by now. But there are always, you know, these groups of like slightly homophobic dudes who start out, you know, yelling stuff and who just, you know, they suck. And I mean, I really do not enjoy that energy,
of course,
obviously, but I've tried it so many times by now that I'm just so sure that I'm going to get him. And I always do.
Wow.
Except
when you say get them, you mean convince
them. Win them over,
Win them over, yeah.
I'm going to win them over. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, like a certain point of the set, I'll go to exactly like the center of evil and like sit down and make them hold the microphone and like flirt a little in a duty kind of way. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're screaming, "Do you want to be my ex-boyfriend?" And then the whole school, you know, they're won over by that because like the bullies caved. Mm-hmm. And then the whole school can relax. But this one time they just didn't, which was super intense because obviously, you know, it is a childhood and teen trauma for me.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And it means the world to me to, you know, overcome that time and time again. Luckily, I am resilient enough so that, you know, it doesn't, I can manage that it went wrong one time.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing, though, is that the school took it so seriously. They, you know, brought in all the parents. They had discussions on the entire school because they saw that they had a problem.
And you know,
they did something about it.
I think that's really good because I think the one thing that I found so good was the fact that you were so honest on your social media talking about how it brought back some of that childhood trauma, and it's okay to feel like that. And I think, you know, for me, thousands of kids go through that every day, and to have someone in your position say to them it's okay to feel like this, but then to get the resulting action from the school is a double pleasing. Win.
Yeah. One of the challenges.
Completely. So well done, you.
One of the challenges we have with sex education in our secondary schools in Australia is it's still basically teaching our teenagers how to put a condom on a banana, and no conversation about a queer element, let alone queer safe sex in terms of prep and pep and a whole bunch of other things, not even discussed. So we've got a long way to go. Maybe you can come over here.
Well, we keep asking.
Oh, I'd love to.
So the second thing I was going to talk about the school tour is, what the hell happened to your knee?
Yes.
Because weren't you climbing somewhere perhaps that you shouldn't have been climbing and fell? What's the story there?
Yeah, I mean, but I've done this about 200 times, and we often play in gyms, and I love the gym as like the scenography. It's beautiful. It's perfect. And my show is, you know, also when it comes down to it, it's also just a pop show. And we just, you know, I entertain and I make jokes with them, and it's not all that serious, necessarily. But every time there's wall bars in the gyms, I just love, you know, scaring the kids a little bit. So I, you know,
like a little monkey climbing up.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, just sing part of the song, hanging out like above them, and they, you know, they go crazy. And I went a little too crazy one time and probably jumped from a bit too high up with my huge buffalo shoes. And well, let's just say there wasn't more dancing after that. And still isn't.
What do you mean? What did you actually do?
My meniscus was ripped, and I ripped something else as well. So, you know, I'm working out every day to... The fans didn't know. You wish.
So my cheesy link here, and you're going to have to tell. We're going to talk about the brand new single, "He's Dancing So Well, I'm Better." But when I first read that, I thought it was in relation to your knee, like you, as in he is dancing so well, brackets, his knee is better.
his meniscus is healed.
So that's what went to my head.
Oh, I love his meniscus, yeah.
Tell us about the new track then, because it's amazing, as all of your tracks are, as Bjorn. But what is the story behind this brand new single, "He's Dancing So Well"?
Well, thank you, first of all. Well, there's a certain kind of irony about my injury and this album era having started, because this whole album has been basically produced with my buddy, as in B-O-D-Y.
Body.
I've danced my way to how the music should sound instead of producing something that I could dance to.
Which is a great idea.
Around. And I mean, the physicality has always been so important for me, and it's a huge part of how I am present in music and how I enjoy music, but I chose to use it as a method on this album. So, you know, for instance, when you hear the drop in the second verse, when the drums actually kick in, and he's dancing so well. That's very much like me being in the studio and starting to like move my body and feeling like, ah, oh, we need something wilder. It's not just like, you know, a regular quantized beat with like a daga 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 daga. No, it felt like I needed to shake and like let loose this this sorrow which is inherent in the song. And I could just feel my body shuffling in this different way. And that's kind of, you know, when we found that hectic shuffle on the drum machine, that was such a physical moment for me.
It's so good. It's such a nice way for an artist to create a track because, you know, you say your show is full of dancing and you're always bouncing around the stage and you can see jumping up on walls. It makes sense for you to actually design the music that you can move to in a way that actually makes the story come alive. It's blended so well.
Thank you. And yes, completely. And I mean, I think that's also a major part of my approach to pop music in general, that I'm not striving for perfection. I'm striving for this kind of bodily presence and that it has to hit right.
I love that. That like that is just it's like being authentic and present in the moment fully your body. That is so cool. Can I change gears a little bit? I've got a question for you. I'm going to pretend you're our Denmark correspondent for a moment. A friend of the show and a friend of Australia, Princess Mary. Does everyone over there, is she as popular or liked as it's portrayed back here in Australia? Or is it kind of like, who's this Aussie chick?
Nobody has anything on Mary. She is a darling. We totally love her. And I mean, speaking of, you know, the kids, she's doing an amazing piece of work as an ambassador and working on kids' mental health and you know, anti-bullying stuff. She's great and very very loved.
I'm glad that's real, because I was worried it was all false news over here and everyone hates her guts like they do Meghan Markle. I don't know if you know who she is.
There you go, live from Denmark, you've got the update on Mary.
Thank you.
Now, fourth album, how are you feeling about it?
Fourth album.
Right?
Fourth album. How Beep. You?
That's how I feel.
It's amazing.
You know what? The great thing is I feel very calm about it. Mm-hmm. There's something about, you know, actually also having had an album that didn't hit commercially. As Biology, just simply didn't. It hit in so many ways. Like, it's been a successful
Biology was a phenomenal album. It should have got much more credit than it did.
I love it. I mean, I love that album, but it was really healthy for me not having this easy third album, because I checked my values.
Yeah, right.
And I also made sure to make this album, this fourth album, in a way that would, you know, feel good no matter how it was received. Mm-hmm. I know that I've created some music that hits me and that I've created memories while making. So I feel incredibly calm. And then I just also feel like I'm gonna...
Hell yeah, I've done it.
Cheat all of you. Like, it's you're gonna be so surprised with every song that comes out, I think.
And we can't wait to hear it all, Asbjorn. And I think, you know, whatever you do, when you look back on your career, Boyology will come back as an album that you'll think, actually, I'm so glad I had it in there, because it's right. It's something that spoke to you from the heart. And I think that album has spoken to so many young people as well. So, you know, it may not have been the commercial success, but hell, it actually hit a lot of heartstrings. Now, I keep saying this every time you come on, you've got to get your ass over here to Australia.
Really do.
You've got a great following.
I'm an independent artist. I gotta make them money, and then I gotta come over. But you know, let's hope it's this one.
I'm sure your people over here can get it sorted out. Thank you for joining us. I know it's late. It looks at 1:30 in the morning almost. Asbjorn, congratulations on the brand new single. He's dancing so well and better. Have a really good
sleep.
Give a really good sleep tonight. And yeah, hopefully we'll talk to you when the album gets launched.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.